This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A federal judge in Washington Monday said former President Donald Trump's lawyers will not get as much time as they have requested to prepare for a criminal trial, charging him with illegally trying to overturn his 2020 election defeat.
U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan said Trump will have to juggle his legal defense with his efforts to win the 2024 Republican presidential nomination. His lawyers have requested a trial date of April 2026, well past the November 2024 presidential election, saying they needed time to work through the government's evidence. But Chutkan said that she would not delay his trial that long, setting a trial date for March 4, 2024. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Hawaii's electric utility is admitting that its power line started the first of the deadly wildfires on Maui this month, but is also faulting local fire officials.
Hawaiian Electric Company released a statement responding to a lawsuit from Maui County, faulting the utility for not shutting down its power lines in extremely high winds. Hawaiian Electric admitting for the first time the initial fire on August 8th does appear to have been caused by power lines that fell in high winds. But the company says it de-energized the lines and they had been off for 6 hours before the second blaze started. Hawaiian Electric appears to be blaming county firefighters for declaring the first blaze contained and leaving the scene, allowing that second wildfire to break out nearby and spread into a deadly inferno. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The United Nations is in the throes of what Secretary General Antonio Guterres calls an unprecedented six-month exit from Mali on orders of the West Africa nation's military junta. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. North Korea says leader Kim Jong-un has called for his military to be constantly ready for combat to thwart plots to invade his country as the U.S., South Korea, and Japan held a trilateral naval exercise to deal with the North Korea's evolving nuclear threat. Reports said Kim made the remarks in a speech marking Navy Day on Monday. Kim cited the U.S. drills with its allies, the deployment of more powerful U.S. weapons assets near the Korean Peninsula, and a U.S., South Korean, Japanese summit. An agreement to boost defense cooperation was reached to counter North Korea's nuclear program. Poland asked Belarus to remove thousands of Wagner fighters that are stationed in the country, which borders Russia, Ukraine, and Poland.
Poland and Baltic nations asked Belarus to expel the Russian mercenary group Wagner, whose fighters are sheltering there after a failed rebellion against Moscow.
Polish
Interior Minister Kaminski spoke to his counterparts from Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia, asking Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko to immediately expel the Wagner group from Belarus. Poland says thousands of Wagner fighters are stationed in Belarus, which borders Russia, Ukraine, and Poland. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
U.S. President Joe Biden will visit Vietnam on September 10th and meet with top officials to discuss a range of issues from technology and the economy to regional stability and climate change. That's according to the White House. We have more from VOA's Scott Walterman.
Hawaiian Electric Company.
Biden will meet with Secretary General Nguyen Phong Chong and other key leaders in Hanoi. According to the White House, they will discuss deepening the two countries' ties, as well as boosting a technology-focused and innovation-driven Vietnamese economy. Washington considers Hanoi one of its top partners in the region, especially as the memory of the Vietnam War era increasingly fades. Scott Walterman, VOA News.
Florida residents evacuating from homes in low-lying areas along the Gulf Coast as forecasters predict that tropical storm Idalia will hit the state as a major hurricane by Wednesday. Idalia would be the first storm to hit Florida this hurricane season and a big blow to the state, which is still recovering from the devastation of Hurricane Ian almost a year ago. More at VOAnews.com. Again, VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.